Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we are with Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. And Mickey, on Saturday, the green light law takes effect. And I know, you know, you made no bones about it. Your stance against the green light law, your emphasis that you do not want that law to be in effect, and you don't want to give driver's license to anybody who is in the country illegally. But here we are. It's almost Saturday, and the law is about to take effect. What are you going to do, and what's going to happen?
Wow, Christmas is coming early for the Erie County Clerk. I want to thank the New York State Legislature and for Governor Cuomo for making our community safer. But seriously, Mike, we get a reprieve. The law does go into effect on December 14th, and they will not be ready, and they have not been ready. We have not received proper training. My frontline people have not received any training. There was a one-hour webinar from Albany that New York State gave to the managers and the clerks, and I did listen to that. We had many, many different questions. We couldn't ask questions. This was a top-down, one-sided conference call that you send in your questions, and we'll answer them. There was no give and take. You know, the irony of the whole thing is from the beginning, they did not want the input from the clerks. The clerks are very, very concerned. We've been saying this for months after the bill has been passed. Normally, when a law is passed in Albany and signed by the governor, there are regulations that have been issued. We have not seen any regulations. There's been no emergency regulations. This has been done. I've never, you know, in government for 15 years, I've never seen anything like this. So to answer your question, they're not prepared. So Saturday, we do not have to worry about it. We're the only auto bureau that's open in the state. We get a reprieve for Saturday. They're not going to have the software ready. So Monday will be our first day, the 16th. And I will be letting people know that they should be prepared for longer lines. They should be prepared for anything. We don't know what's going to happen. We heard that many of the migrant groups are going to be targeting Erie County because of my stance. And, you know, the thing that's really difficult, and we've said this from the beginning, and even in my lawsuit, it puts the clerks in a very difficult situation because prior to the passage of the green light law, the clerks would utilize Albany called the SAVE program, where they would authenticate whether a document was valid or not. We never did that, and the New York State worked with a third party, a vendor that worked with the federal government, the State Department, that would verify these documents. So whenever we needed to validate a passport and there was a question, we did have the support of Albany, and we could do that. And as I stated, refugees, people who are here for work, we always supported giving people driver's licenses. The exception is people who have come here illegally and broken the law. We don't have those documents. And when you talk to law enforcement and their concern of identity theft, the proximity to the border of Canada and possibility of criminal activity, these are all concerns. So we don't know. All we can do is do our best. We've met with our security team. And we're going to take it on a minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour, day-by-day analysis. If we need to get more security, we'll be notifying law enforcement about Monday. We will be taking applications at all of our facilities. So we don't know what's going to happen, Mike.
Do you almost feel, though, that, you know, you're talking about longer lines, you need increased security. Do you think that's kind of overblowing it a little bit? Because, I mean, I mentioned this question to Tish James a while back. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm in the country illegally, the last place that I want to go is a government building. Even though the law says that I could go there, the last place I would want to go is a government building. Do you think you're kind of overblowing how many people are going to be actually trying to get a driver's license come Monday?
We don't know. I mean, if you think about it, there are 750,000 people that are here illegally in New York State. And just to put that in some type of picture, that's filling New Era Field 10 times. We know just it filled once how many people that is. If you've ever been to a Bills game that's been sold out, 75,000 people. So we don't know. I mean, Mike, we don't know. These people are so hungry for this gateway document. I mean, this is their path to freedom, to legitimacy. You know, this is a big deal. And the government is saying, we're going to support you. We're going to help you. I don't know what to expect. And, you know, the thing that's really interesting is, you know, how do we authenticate these documents? We did have a program prior to the Greenlight Bill where we did work with Albany, where we did work with third parties to authenticate and verify documents. I'm not going to be able to do that. So, you know, that's something that we're working on. I'm going to be meeting with our attorneys and talking about the process that I would like to implement. And that's all I can do is do the best that I can.
Spectrum News came out with a report recently that said that there are workers within your office, I believe at the auto bureaus themselves, who are concerned that, you know, they might be told that they can't enforce this, whether they're personal beliefs or whether it's a case of they're just worried about losing their job. They feel that there might be something at stake for them personally in their jobs and their careers. What's your message to those people in response to that report that came out from Spectrum?
First, that was an erroneous report. I told Mr. Whalen it was a report that I wasn't even asked for comment prior to posting of that. You know, there was no conversation with my office. The county executive nor the Department of Personnel did not reach out to any employees. Not one employee has contacted me about that specific report. And since that report has, since I've answered that report, we've not heard a comment from the county executive or the personnel department. So there has been no edict from my office yet. We're still working on the process. We're still working on this. And I'm not going to put any of my frontline workers in harm's way. First of all, they're not qualified to make these decisions. We haven't received any training. A one-hour webinar is not enough training, and there's no time. They don't have computers at their desk. They only have state computers. So we're not taking people off their jobs, their lines, to listen to a webinar that's informative, that's not going to be answering our questions on how to handle this. Look at Mike, we got new forms coming in. We haven't even received the new forms yet. I mean, this is, you know, getting pretty close to the deadline of Monday. Have not received new forms yet. You know, when you talk about being not prepared, I don't know. I mean, hopefully, you know, Mr. Marola will win his lawsuit. We're all hoping for that, but, you know, we have to prepare for Monday. So that was an erroneous report. I answered that report. I was not asked for comment until after that report was posted. We haven't heard anything else from the county executive. I was duly elected by the voters of Erie County. I am a countywide elected official, just like Mr. Poloncarz is. So we handled that very quickly. I was out, and I continue to go out to all of my auto bureaus. I meet with the workers. I contact them. I say hello to them. I was just in the North Towns yesterday as downtown. No one has said anything to me. To the contrary, they have trust and confidence in me. Even the union said they weren't going to take an opinion on this issue.
At the time you and I are talking, it's Wednesday, a little bit after 10 o'clock in the morning. There's a report also that says that you're going to be meeting with attorneys regarding the MTA lawsuit over the "if you see something, say something" mantra.
You know, it's interesting. The MTA, one of the most corrupt authorities in New York State, you know, this year they were cited by their internal inspector general for fraud, abuse, and corruption. Took time out of their busy schedule to send me an email yesterday saying to cease and desist. I'm using a very common phrase: if you see something, say something. And it's interesting because, you know, the reason this is a slogan that's been used after 9/11, 2001, and the MTA took, you know, quite offense that I was using this. We weren't using this for any other purpose is to give people information. We give people information all the time at our auto bureaus. I run blood pressure screenings. We have pamphlets on different things within the county and the community that we have for various departments. We've worked with other departments where we posted information there, and our veterans sell flags out of there. So, you know, people come into this facility, and it was almost comical that they took the time out of their schedule, and they were very aggressive, and they sent me an email to cease and desist. But, you know, we are meeting with attorneys today to validate their trademark. You know, we're going to be validating whether they have the trademark. I know they went after Harvard University over 10 years ago, and they haven't completed taking them to court.
Well, for people who are unfamiliar with why you have If You See Something, Say Something, can you talk about that flyer? Why did you want to put it in the auto bureaus?
So the Clerks Association has met last week in Syracuse, New York. We came together because, once again, we're very concerned. Our questions weren't being answered. And one of the clerks invited federal law enforcement. And they're very, very concerned about this. And as I stated,
this being the green light.
The green light law. And they encouraged us to let people know that the question was asked is, if someone wants to make an anonymous tip, how would they do that? And they gave us that contact information. And, you know, we have always been the eyes and ears of law enforcement forever. You know, you go to your local block club. I was a local politician, and they would say, if you see something, say something. If you see, call 911. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to self-police your community. And this was taken out of context. You know, it was ironic. I met with leaders of the Hispanic community on Monday night about this issue. And after we talked for about 2 hours, they got where I was coming from. You know, we're not trying to identify or discriminate against anyone. Since I've been in the Erie County Clerk, we haven't had one thing come against us dealing with any signage or treating people differently. So, you know, the whole idea is that, you know, if you see something, say something. That is a federal law enforcement slogan. I didn't make that up. But MTA did trademark it, and we're going to meet with the attorneys. We'll validate whether that's been trademarked or not. And if it is a valid trademark, then we'll just put new signage up.
What's the current status of your lawsuit with the green light law?
We're appealing that. We did receive word from the appellate division that they're moving our appeal up to early January, January 8th, I believe. Paperwork is due, which is great for us. I think the sooner the better. We don't know Mr. Frank Marola out of Rensselaer County. He filed a lawsuit in Northern District Court. The court is supposed to weigh in on that tomorrow, Thursday. So that we'll know one way or the other on that. And like I said, you know, we'll have our appeal. But the deadline really is December 16th, which is Monday. So, you know, I've thought this through. We have a process that we're going to put in place. We're prepared for it. And we're going to meet with the attorneys to run it by them today.
Okay, so on Monday, someone who is in this country illegally, who came over the border, you know, knowingly broke the law, they can get a license on Monday, and you will grant it? I just want to get that clear.
No, what we're going to do is I am going to personally authenticate each and every application. I'm going to personally do that. So, you know, they're going to come in, you know, we're going to treat everyone equally. You know, there's something called equal protection under the law, and we're going to treat everyone equally. We're going to do what's always been done. There'll be a process, and we'll handle it.
You're going to process each illegal license or each license from an illegal person or every single driver's license that comes through? I just want to clarify.
I can't, you know, we did over 560,000 transactions last year. We did 100, we're expecting to do 136,000 renewals. You know, we will have a process in place where, in the end, I will make the decision on many of the documents. That's what I will say.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.